We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. The Rama says Misha Mesane Shlosha Yamim Shlosha Leilos Yishma Havdala Me'acherim. One who has taken upon themselves to fast 3 days and three nights, and therefore they cannot recite Havdala because they cannot drink the wine, they should listen to someone else, make Havdala and be Yotze with them. The Mishnah Berurah points out that really they could make Havdala themselves and just have someone else drink the wine. But the Magen Avraham says that this is only mutter to make the bracha and have someone else drink when the other people don't really know how to make the bracha. But if they know themselves how to make the bracha, then really you shouldn't be doing that, and therefore it is better for them to be, for this person who is fasting, to be yotze havdala with someone else. Continues the Ramavim, Ein Acher Metzl, if there was no one else there who is able to make havdala, yachol havdol b'shabbos midol yom velishtos ulekabel achar kach atainis alav. Then what this person can do, since his fast is not going to begin until after Shabbos, that's when he was makabel to fast, to begin the fast after Shabbos, he should daven marv early, make havdala early. As we saw, this is permissible to do, you just can't do any malacha, but you can make havdala early. Then he can drink the wine, and only after it gets dark will the fast begin. Meaning, daven marv after plag, before shkia, make havdala, and then only once it gets dark will the fast begin. This is only true by fasts which one accepts upon themselves, but Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, which are fasts which are a chova, which are an obligation, those will begin if you are mekabel early, if you daven marv early, if you make havdala early, then the fast will begin at that time already, so this etzel will not help. Siv Zayin, Hamavdil al Yayin al Shulchano, Afilu Hibdil Kodim Shenatal Yadav, Poter Hayayin Shebesol Hamazon, She'eno Tzarech Levarech Halav. One who makes havdala on wine which is sitting on the table, even if he made havdala before he washed for his suda, that bracha that he makes on the wine for havdala is going to pater any wine which he is going to drink during the Malava Malka. And one would not need to recite a bracha on any drinks. Some suggest that the bracha on the wine for Havdala only paters the rest that you were going to drink during your Sudas Malava Malka if you already washed before you made Havdala. The Rama says, Vim Hivdil Tchila, Tzarech Levarech Achar Bracha Me'in Shalosh. And therefore, if you made Havdala before you washed, you would need to make a bracha Me'in Shalosh, an Al HaGefen afterwards. And only after you make that bracha of Al HaGefen would you then wash and have your Malava Malka. The Mishnah Berurah says that Tzavik Brachos LaHakel, so we paskin like the first day. Sivches, Keshepoter HaYayin Shebesoch HaMazon She'eno Tzarech Levarech Alav. When we said that the wine, which the bracha which is made on the wine at Havdalah exempts you from making a bracha on wine which you drink during the Suda, Gameno Tzarech Levarech Bracha Achrona Kol Shel Havdalah. You also do not need to make a bracha achrona, the bracha of Al HaGefen, on the wine which you drink for Havdalah. V'im ein lo ela kos echad, v'savar she'yaviu lo yayin yoser. If one only has one cup of wine and they think more wine is going to come, v'hivdol aloso kos yarkach lo heviu lo yoser, and therefore you made Havdalah on that first cup, since you thought you would have more wine for later on, and then the wine did not come. Uberach berkas amazon below kos, so you benched without another cup of wine. You benched not ala kos, yeshin shomer shetzarech levarech bracha achron ala kos shel havdala. Then some suggest that you might be required to now make the bracha of ala gefen on the original cup of wine which you drank for havdala. This is different than kiddush, which is a tzarech hasuda. This havdala wine really has nothing to do with the sudas malava malka that you are eating, so maybe you would now be required to recite a bracha achrona, and the berkas hamazon would not pater it.